You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Man, that guy can flat out play the guitar. Bringing us into a new episode of our program, Neon Jazz, is the very talented Steve Kahn with his 2006 song, Aranel, off his album called The Green Field. The son of lyricist Sammy Kahn, this LA-based guitarist has a real crossover appeal. He's worked with the likes of Steely Dan, the great Billy Joel, Hubert Laws, James Brown, Maynard Ferguson, and he even did a little bit of time with the Weather Report. Along with impressive work on the strings, he's an author of 5 books on jazz. Most recently, he was a nominee for the 2007 50th Grammy Awards in the Best Latin Jazz Album category. And in a special issue of a recent Japan's Jazz Life magazine, they selected 22 all-time great jazz guitarists. He was right up there in the group of contemporaries alongside the great Lee Summit native Pat Metheny. These days, along with playing, he is rather sought out for his sage advice. He is one of the most in-demand music clinicians and teachers around, and for good reason. This guy has a good story or two to tell, and I think we just told one. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a mecca of jazz right here in your own backyard, the home of Bobby Watson and the great Stan Kessler, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give your soul a rest with that cool shot of jazz. Our next song of the program comes from one of the biggest names in jazz and the biggest name here in the KC scene. Here's the great Bobby Watson on a new 2013 CD project featuring spoken word, vocals, and swing, all in honor of the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's March on Washington and his I Have a Dream speech. This tune is called At the Crossroads.
Thank you. Cameron Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From mentor to student, we travel on this episode. That was the great KC trumpeter Herman Mahari, live at YJ Snack Bar in the Crossroads Art District of KC, circa 2013, with the song Night and Day. Written by Cole Porter back in 1932, it was made popular by the great Fred Astaire. Joining Mahari on this track was Ryan Lee on the keys, another very talented local cat. Mahari learned quite a bit from the director of jazz studies at UMKC, Mr. Bobby Watson, and it always shows as he grows year by year as we spin him here on Neon Jazz. Here's another alum of the KC scene, someone who left us recently, saxophone and flute player Frank West, with the song It Could Happen to You off his 2014 album, and it is magic. It's called Magic 201. Thank you.
Seattle-based jazz vocalist Eugenie Jones, and you are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was North Carolina-based drummer Shizaret Tinnen with the 2013 song Humility off the album called Purity of My Soul, and it's a very good one. Her sound resonates with jazz, soul, and many other styles of music. A very in-demand New York City drummer, she recently performed with Alicia Keys on BET in 2012, and she has been on tour with Tia Fuller at a variety of jazz festivals, including the Umbria Jazz Festival, the Turkish Ambassadors, and she also leads her own group called the Shizaret Experimental Quartet. Along with performing, she is an active clinician, teacher, a health coach, and even an author, writing articles for Modern Drummer and Tom Tom Magazine. She's very busy and a very good musician. You should catch her on CD. Here's one of those cats that I really miss having on the show more regularly. Here's the star of Duke Ellington's big band on the sax, Mr. Johnny Hodges, with the song Castle Rock.
Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Another cutting little track here on the program. That was eclectic post-jazz ensemble, the Claudia Quintet, with the 2007 song I'm So Frickin' Cool off the album called Four. This group was formed and is led by drummer and composer John Hollenbeck. He is from Binghamton, New York, and he is a man not just tied to the jazz arts. He really digs the classical music and other musical forms. His name is widely attached to the areas of both free jazz and avant-garde jazz. Along with the Claudia Quintet, he did quite a bit of work with the great trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. He's been around and he will continue to be. Man, here's another musician I love having a rendezvous with on the show, with the 1962 song Peace Peace off a very cool album by Mr. John Christopher, the soul of jazz piano sampler. This is piano man and part architect of the iconic Miles Davis Kind of Blue session, Mr. Bill Evans. Thank you.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
Thank you.
That was free jazz violinist and composer Billy Bang with the 1997 song They Plan off his LP called Band On. As a child in Harlem, he was trained on the violin because of his small size. Instead of either his first choices, which would have been the sax or the drums, and the violin fit for him. As time marched on, he acquired the nickname Billy Bang, derived from a popular cartoon character, instead of his birth name, which is William Vincent Walker. He has had a nice long career playing with the likes of Sun Ra in the jazz world, and he has been immortalized here on the show. Our next cat on Neon Jazz is clarinet and alto sax player Ismael Paz with the 1936 song After You've Gone.
From the top.
Again, that was Ismael Paz with the 1936 tune After You've Gone. And lifting us away into the clouds from this episode of Neon Jazz is sax and flute player James Moody performing his take on the jazz standard by Victor Young, Stella by Starlight, off a 2013 IPO jazz sampler. And with that and the music underneath us, we're going to float away. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the cockpit controls around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You're welcome.
Yes. Give us a shout from out there in Radio Land. We'd love to hear from you via email. Let us know what you think. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. sing it. All right. Man, that guy can flat out play the guitar. Bringing us in...
can play the flat top. He can flat out play the flat top. He's just flat.
He's got a flat top playing the guitar.
You're a little flat, so watch it.
Yeah. Let me bring the sharps in. Sharps!
Neon Jazz.